Hello, both. Hi. Big Pizza Man here. Well, pretty exciting day in Zimbabwe here. You see, our day starts off, I usually roll up out of bed about 4 o'clock. You're having breakfast for 5 or on the road for 5:30. And this morning, we ran a couple dry riverbeds, and we're cutting nothing but cow and calf tracks, or elephant. Went to another area that they had actually walked in, that they had shot a bull about a month ago, and once again, more cow and calf tracks. And then we ran one more agriculture area, and then cow and calf tracks. We went into town, and we had some fresh news that some bulls were harassing some women at a water hole. We headed out there right away, stopped and picked up a local to show us where the water hole is. Brought us in to the water hole. Wasn't much fresh sign, but he made mention that there was another water hole on top of the mountain. So we hiked up there, and we found some a bull that watered last night. So we got on that track, and I wasn't real optimistic that we'd catch him. And sure enough, about an hour later, we stop, and we hear crashing, elephants feeding up in front of us. We move in, and we see there's three bulls. One's probably 45 pounds, and that's Tim's estimation, not mine. This is the first elephants I ever hunted. But I'm 17 yards from this 45-pound tusker, and I just can't get a shot. At one point, he's behind brush and right on the head. Another point, he's feeding towards us, quarters straight at us. We angle over to our right, and the wind is blowing basically from right to left to try to get a shot on him. One of the trackers, Muta, called us over and said there's an opening there. Just about the time we hit that opening, the wind swirls, the bull take off. We give him about a half an hour to settle down, and we get right back on him a couple miles later. We catch up to him again, and then we give us away one more time. So, we just stay on him. I catch up to him about another hour later, and moving in for the shot, they're about 40 yards ahead of us. They win us this time, but instead of running away, here they come. So we're being charged by three big bulls. I'm still trying to knock up an arrow, and Tim's grabbing me, pulling me back, and I'm telling him, you know, I can't. I'm not knocked up yet. And he's got the other hand on Edward, his other tracker, making sure that he doesn't break because he has, you know, the backup rifle. And it was quite exciting. But we managed to move back a little bit, and we got behind a tree in position. We thought they might come all the way out of the brush and then turn. We had a pretty good opening. They stopped right at the edge of the brush, and were quite angry, bumping the ground and ears flaring and trunks back and forth. And first time I've been charged by an elephant, so it's pretty exciting. Albeit I'm not charged. So anyhow, just couldn't get a shot. They never presented me any shot opportunity. We got on them again, we pushed them back into this valley, and it got to be close to dark, and we still had about 5 miles to make it back to the vehicle. So we decided to give it up and get an early start in the morning and get back on them. We covered about 14 miles, I guess, today, but we're on the bulls, so that's real positive. Everybody's excited. When we got back to the truck, the villagers were real excited. They had dinner for all the guides, and they're trying to give us dinner and bottles of honey and sharing what little bit they have, because the elephants do such damage to their crops when they're doing the harvesting. Even they even break into their they have these makeshift storage or cribs in their villages, where they store their extra grain and silage and stuff for the animals. And it gets real dry. The elephants actually break into their compounds and tear up their houses and storage facilities. So they're quite excited that we're there to hunt them, and then maybe they'll feel until they get away from their crops or whatever, get them back in the park. Anyhow, it was a very exciting day. Things are progressing here really well. We're not even going to check weapon base tomorrow. We're going straight on the bulls and try to knock it out. So, wish me the best of luck, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye. Bye tomorrow.